My ancestors were small time compared to what we're facing. We're battling a concentration of power that is unlike anything the world has ever seen. Nothing can rival the multinational corporations that are taking over the world with the help of the WTO, the World Bank, and the IMF. These unelected, undemocratic entities ignore civilized laws and do anything they want, no matter what impact it has on everyone else. I want to reclaim power over the earth for its inhabitants. Spoken like a classic anarchist, Barrett said. I'm with you. But killing innocent people doesn't seem to be the way to do it. Well, let's get back to something we both agree on. Technology. When we started this gig, you said you could keep a rein on all the power we're unleashing. I also told you it would be an imperfect system without the proper frequencies, Barrett said. I've done the best I could without those numbers, but there's a big difference between a rifle shot and a shotgun blast, which is what we're using. The waves and gyres we created far exceed anything we saw in the computer models. He paused and took a deep breath. I'm thinking of pulling out, Triss. What we're doing is too dangerous. Instead of reacting with anger, Margrave laughed. Hey, Spider! You're the one who discovered the Kovacs theorems and brought them to my attention. Sometimes I wish I hadn't. The man was brilliant. His theories, dangerous. It may have been a blessing that his knowledge died with him. If I told you Kovacs had come up with a way to neutralize the effect of his theorems, would you reconsider your decision to leave the project? Having a fail-safe option would make a big difference, but it's a moot point. The knowledge died with Kovacs at the end of World War II. A sly look came into Margrave's eyes. Pretend for the sake of discussion that he didn't die. You know something, don't you? Cost me a fortune in bribes and payoffs, Margrave said. Hours before the Russians arrived at Kovacs' lab, a man showed up and took Kovacs off with him. Tall blonde guy driving a Mercedes, according to our source. Barrett rolled his eyes. That description would fit half the population of Germany. We got lucky. A few years after we left Russia, our German informant came across a picture of the blond man in a ski publication. Sometime in the 60s, the guy who snatched Kovacs won an amateur ski race. He had a beard and was older, but our source was certain this was the guy. Have you tracked him down? I sent some of our security guys to invite him for a talk. Same company that supplies the island guards. Who is this company, Murder Incorporated? Margrave smiled. Gantz suggested them. I'll admit that the security company we're using is hard-assed. We wanted pros who wouldn't be shy about pushing the boundaries of the law. Hope you're getting your money's worth from these law pushers. Not so far. They blew their big chance to talk to the Kovacs contact. He smelled them coming and took off. Cheer up. Even if you find him, there's no assurance he knows anything about Kovacs' secrets. I came to the same conclusion. So I went back to Kovacs. I programmed a massive search of everything written and said about him. My program combed every scientific publication written since the war. It found a number of articles mentioning unique commercial uses of electromagnetic fields. Barrett leaned forward in his chair. You've got my attention.